everybody. I have Lainey Wilson here. Thank you so much for coming in this very hot heat.
I'll tell you what, it's hot, but this is my first stagecoach, and I have heard nothing but great things, so I'm glad to be here day three. The party don't stop today.
What does it mean to be playing at Stagecoach?
This is a big deal. You know, I've been hearing about this festival for years, and this specific tour actually was supposed to be happening, you know, several years back. So we're catching up right now. So it's fine. I mean, we've been looking forward to this for a long time, is what I'm trying to say.
That's awesome. And I mean, the stage where you're playing is an amazing stage. Oof.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. I mean, my band is fired up. Everybody is, it don't really get much better than this. Yes, it is hot, but I will tell you, I mean, we're in the desert, country music, we're going to have some drinks today, we get to see Luke Combs later, I mean, come on, don't get much better.
No, it does not. And you're from Louisiana, right?
I am. I'm from Northeast Louisiana. I'm from a town of 263 people.
Okay.
So, very small town. I moved to Nashville in 2011, but Louisiana will always be home.
What got you into music, and did you always want to do it, or was it just kind of a fluke?
So, the very first time that I sang out in public was my kindergarten graduation. I sang Butterfly Kisses. I was dressed up like a little butterfly. And I wrote my first song at 9 years old. I started playing guitar at 11. Music has always been in my family. Like, my daddy can play guitar by ear and a little bit of piano. But on both sides of my family, people play musical instruments, but nobody really sings. So I don't really know how that happened. But now the whole songwriting thing, I truly think, came from just being from such a small town. There's not a whole lot to do, you know, and you sit around the kitchen table and your family tells the same old stories you've been hearing for years, but the kind of stories that get better every single time you hear them. And so I really think that's what kind of tugged at my heart and made me want to just tell stories for the rest of my life.
So do you write all your own songs?
I do. I write all my own songs. I did not write the new song with Cole Swindell, Never Say Never. That's the first song that I've done that I did not write, because I do take a lot of pride in my writing. But when I heard that song, when he sent it to me, it felt like I had wrote it. It felt like, it just made me feel something. And I think, you know, if you do cut an outside song, I think it's important to feel like you did write it.
Right.
Yeah.
You have a new song coming out
I do. May 20th. It's a song called Heart Like a Truck. And it's for anybody who's ever been through hard times, hard luck, heartbreak. I know the past couple years have been rough on everybody. But we're coming out on the other side of it. So this song is really symbolic for that.
Awesome. Where can people find you this summer, this fall?
So we're hitting everywhere. You were right. We're hitting the road with John Party this summer. We are doing a few Morgan Wallen dates. We are with Luke Combs in the fall. 90 to nothing. Here we go. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome. And you just got off another tour, right, with Jason Aldean?
Oh, my gosh. We were just on the road with Jason, and I'm just learning so much from these guys. I mean, they have been doing this for a long time, and it's cool to be able to see that magic that they have between them and their fans, and the way that they connect to them. Mm-hmm. It's something that I'm just, like, I just kind of sit side stage, and I just watch, and I'm just like, wow, there's no wonder they are where they are.
Was Jason Aldean's tour the biggest tour you've been on?
Definitely. It was definitely the biggest tour I've ever been on, but it taught me a lot. We're still riding around in a van, so, you know, we're not busing it like everybody else just yet, but we will be soon. So we were, you know, just road dogging it, but definitely the biggest tour I've ever done.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, sister. So nice.